Indianola boys basketball defeats Pella Christian 54-44, joined by head coach Jeff Ebling. And coach, again, probably a little bit later than you would have liked, but win number one of 2025, and it comes in exciting fashion.
I mean, just another, you know, we had to work for it. Pella Christian gave us everything we could handle there for a while, and we started off pretty quick, but you got to give them a lot of credit. They kept battling, you know, cut the lead down to 1.5. But I thought our guys played in a very good third quarter. Defensively, we were better, I think, in the second half. And, you know, it's good to finally get that first win of, you know, 2025. But we know there's a lot of work to be done. And we know, looking back at some of the games that we played previously, that there's also some more wins out there if we continue to work and continue, you know, follow the process. And hopefully we'll start on a good note there on the second half of the conference next Friday.
Last year, I think you didn't really see the high highs that you wanted to see, and obviously there was a big transition of growing pains. This year, you see the high highs of what this team can accomplish, and then there's quarters like the second quarter where not a lot goes right. Well, the ups and downs of this team, I know it's just a young team. You mentioned they're still developing, but what went wrong in that second quarter?
We just kind of lost our flow. I felt like we were kind of pressing a little bit offensively, trying to make things happen instead of just kind of allowing them to happen. You know, we talked at halftime about, you know, we got to reverse the basketball more. We got to get it from corner to corner. And once we do that, that will shift the defense and it'll open up some driving lanes to get north-south and get to the rim. And, you know, also get our shooters open because they got to rotate more. So second half, especially in third quarter, you could see a conscious effort by the guys out on the floor. That ball was moving from corner to corner. And I just remember one play where Andy DeWall caught it from the corner, like three passes, and boom, he was off that left wing and went straight to the rim because there's no one there. And, you know, reversing the basketball is a key to get, you know, especially they were sitting in that 2-3 zone, you know, and it, when you're not shooting the best, you know, sometimes that can worry you. But I thought the shot selection we had tonight was great. The guys, you know, did a fairly good job. There was a couple times, like, it was a little hairy, but, you know, that happens in a game. But I'm proud of them. I'm proud of the way they compete. They compete hard. Pella Christian always plays hard. That's, you know, kind of their MO. So these guys, you did enough, you know, especially in the second half there to get that win, and I'm just proud of the overall effort of everyone.
Talk about that defensive intensity in the second half, because I talked to Hayden Schulte, and he said we kind of took it upon ourselves to do that, and we wanted to do that. We wanted to pressure the ball. We wanted to make life miserable for them, and we've seen that in spurts from these guys, and that's, as a team, hard to do all the time, but you know that they're capable of that.
It's just growth. You know, last year there's no way. You know, these guys were just not ready to do something like that. But anyone that stepped on that floor tonight could see that our guys, they have grown, you know. And, you know, we have some guys that, you know, they might get more minutes than others, but even those guys that come in for those 30-second, 1-minute, 2-minute breaks, they're important. You know, and especially we got in some foul trouble there. Andrew and George got in some foul trouble, and we were able to put some, you know, subs in there. And, you know, we were scoring, no, but our defense was holding too. So it was kind of, you know, you're getting us through these rough patches. And, you know, like I said, it's always a team effort. Coaching staff, Coach Dewsbury and Coach Baker did a great job defense game plan wise. And, you know, offensively, I thought we had some really good looks. We just didn't, you know, we missed a couple that maybe we would like to get back. But we'll continue to work and continue to get better. And these guys, they deserve a weekend off, because I know on Monday they'll be ready to go and get ready for Newton. Since we kind of let one slip last time against them, you can tell they probably want Newton pretty bad this next Friday.
Another thing I asked Hayden was, Tuesday was a loss to Pella, but it felt like a turning point for this team where the confidence grew more and more as the game went on. And again, the result didn't go your way, but I feel like you kind of look back on that moment as where this season took a new path.
Well, I mean, I think last year anyone would tell you, there's probably moments we were hoping to win. And now it's kind of turning that page into that next step of, you know, now we're kind of expecting to win. And, you know, that's just growth. That's just maturity. You know, they're right. They did take that upon themselves as that third quarter, and they've really played well, and they really got it out in transition. And, you know, we had some open looks that if we hit those, I mean, it's way past a 10-point game. I mean, we were right there. So it's just something we're going to continue to work on. And, you know, these guys are great to be around. Best part of my day is a lot of times just seeing these guys. I mean, we had practice yesterday morning at 6 a.m. because they had a home wrestling meet last night for senior night. So at 6 a.m., you would think these guys would come in half asleep, and they're wired for sound. I mean, they were running all over the place at 6 a.m., and I was kind of wishing their teachers good luck on that because they were pretty wound up. But, but that's a great a sign of maturity. Hey, when we have practice, we're coming, we're going to work hard. And, you know, that translates in how you play on game nights, and I thought they did that tonight. So,
any final thoughts on a 54-44 victory over Pella Christian?
Hey, well, we're going to take it. 3-3 in the conference, and we got, we're just almost to the halfway point of our season. We got a lot of work to do still, but we're trending in the right direction. We're going to continue to work and get better every day.
Thank you very much for joining us, Coach. Really appreciate it.